It's all a little different this morning. Why not? We're family. Families are different. And as Judith said at the beginning, it's kind of our annual tradition. This Sunday between Christmas and New Year, we like to have some fun, have some games, enjoy each other, to sing to the Lord, worship Him. And I just have a few moments now. I want to share some thoughts with you that the Lord's put on my heart. And I believe for the coming year, as we start thinking about 2025, you know, what's the Lord saying to you? So I've called this explore, which is a good word, isn't it? It's actually an old word. It comes from the mid-16th century, and it goes back a long time, and there's many connotations to it and different meanings to it, depending, you know, whether you take it as a verb or a noun and things like that. It comes from Latin into Old French, and it means, you know, to search out. And that's what we want to do with the Lord. We want to search out what He's doing. And it was interesting how, when we were preparing, we don't share ideas and try and create a theme through the whole morning. You know that, we've said that before. What we want to do is allow the individuals that bring components of our time together to listen to the Spirit and allow Him to bring the unity and the theme through the morning. So as yesterday we were looking at the games and making sure they worked and things like that, and I still didn't wear anything red. Oh, yeah, no, I'll put a red shirt on. But yesterday I suddenly had the thought, the two games that we played were about exploring. We had to search things out. In the first game, we had words on the grid, and you had to search out the word that was being called and mark it down. And then the second game, the scavenger hunt, we had to go around and find certain things. We had to search them out. And that's the theme for this morning, explore. As many of you know, if you're first time to it, I encourage you to think a little bit about this. But we try to ask the Lord, what word would you give me for the coming year? Now, one word that You want me to be aware of, the way you're going to speak to me, Lord, the way you're going to take me through things, whatever. And many of us can look back on the last year and previous years and think, the Lord gave me this word. And it's always exciting to hear the words that individuals get. And then at the end of the year, hear what that meant. At the beginning, on January the 1st, we'll have an idea of what it means. On December the 31st, we'll know what it meant. And it's never the same. But to ask the Lord, what does He want you to focus on? It's not the only thing. He will speak to you all year. It's not just one word from the Lord and that's it, cash it in. But He will speak all year. But ask Him, what word is going to be important? And I do this. We've been doing it for a number of years now. I always ask for myself, Lord, what are you saying? But I always ask about the church. What's the Lord saying to us as a community? And I feel I have two words this year, and I'm bouncing around which one's for me, which one's for the church. But I think this is right, but they could work together as well. And I think explore is the word that the Lord is giving us as a congregation for this coming year. The other word that I have, which I think is for me, is build. And these are active, good, positive words. And explore is what I want to do for a few moments now. Look at some scriptures. Look at what the word explore means. There's by no means or any way I'm going to tell you what the Lord's going to do with this word or with us over the coming year. But I want us to explore into it. I want us to explore the possibilities. I want us to explore opportunity that the Lord will give us in this coming year. So when we go to explore, we can either explore a place. You know, we go overseas, we go visit places, and we said, I went to Paris to explore the Parisian culture. I went to California to explore the country. We explore a place. We can explore an idea. I had an idea I'm going to think more into. I'm going to explore what that means. What's the philosophy behind it? What's going on? And in the case of the church, that idea is theology or is scripture. I want to explore the ideas that God is giving me. Or I can explore an outcome. The will of the Father. Let's explore where this is going to go. What can come out of what I'm doing? Let's explore the outcomes of this. So there's different ways of taking the word explore. There's others, of course, but those are three that I just wanted to touch on a little bit this morning. And if you search for the word explore, it doesn't come up many times in the Bible, in any translations, but it certainly comes up in the story of the spies going into the land to explore. And we see in Numbers, the story is told many times in different places because it's one of those really important stories of the Jewish people, of Israel, in the Old Testament. Numbers 13, 1 to 2 tells us a little bit. The Lord said to Moses, so hey, it was God's idea. Must be good. If God says it, we probably should do it. So God said to Moses, send some men to explore the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the Israelites. From each ancestral tribe, send one of its leaders. And it goes on a bit more. We'll come back to the story in a little bit. Principle here that we can take out of this. I'm not here. I don't want to teach us on the story of Moses and Joshua and Caleb. I mean, there's so much there, and that can come another time. I'm sure all of you know it already. But let's just take this as some principles, what God is saying to us for today. And I think we can see from that, there is a principle in God he wants us to explore. I mean, why would God say to Moses, send them out to explore if he didn't really want them to? He could have just said, hey, it's all set up for you. Just go in and sit down. It's going to be comfortable. It doesn't work that way. God needs us to go and explore. Decide what's him, what's not him. Decide what the challenges are, what the challenges are going to be as we go forward. So the Lord has this principle that it's right for us to explore. And the word explore also means to seek, to search. And that's really what I think the Lord's saying to us. We need to search him. We need to seek him. Let's explore what God is doing. So Moses sent out these 12 men to explore the land. Then later, you know the story, they eventually came back. They returned, but only two of them, Joshua and Caleb, saw the blessings of the Lord. Others were afraid. They didn't trust God. And we can pick up the story in Numbers 13, 26, 25 to 33-ish. And just going to pull out a few bits on the slide there. It's not the whole passage. We don't need to go through it. There, I'm going to read it very quickly. After exploring the land for 40 days. So they've done the job. They've done what the Lord had told them. 40 days is always a significant, 40 is always a significant number. The men returned to Moses, Aaron, and the whole community of Israel at Kadesh in the wilderness of Paran. They reported to the whole community what they had seen and showed them the fruit that they had taken from the land. This was their report to Moses. We entered the land you sent us to explore, and it is indeed a bountiful country. A land flowing with milk and honey. Here is the kind of fruit it produces. But the people living there are powerful, and their towns are large and fortified. We even saw giants. The descendants of the Anak, the Amalekites, live in the Negev, and the Hittites, Jebusites, and Amorites live in the hill country. The Canaanites live along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea and along the Jordan Valley. But Caleb tried to quiet the people as they stood before Moses. "Let's go at once to take the land," he said. "We can certainly conquer it." But the other men who had explored the land with him disagreed. "We can't go up against them. They are stronger than we are." So they spread this bad report about the land among the Israelites. "The land we traveled through and explored will devour anyone who goes to live there. All the people we saw were huge. We even saw giants there, the descendants of Anak. Next to them, we felt like grasshoppers." And that's what they thought too. Well, that's kind of a mixed report after exploring. They saw what God wanted them to see, but they also saw what wasn't what God was wanting to bless them with. Now, these things were clearly in the land. They weren't just making up. They didn't say, "Well, let's make up a story so we don't have to go here." They saw these things, but they weren't the blessings of the Lord. And what we need to see from this, and Joshua and Caleb were pulling this out, and this is the way they responded, we are to trust God as we explore what he has for us. And us as a congregation, we need to trust God as we explore what he has for us in 2025. We don't know what it all is yet. They didn't know what to expect. God said, "Go and explore." Moses said, "Hey, you guys, go and explore." They went and explored, and they came back and said, "Well, it's pretty good, but..." And if we jump down to another place of this story, Joshua 14, now the people of Judah approached Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, so Caleb was one of the two that was positive, "You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God at Kadesh Barnea, about you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land. And I brought him back a report according to my convictions." That's important. What are your convictions? And we need to report what our convictions hold us to, and not what people want to hear. "But my fellow Israelites who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt in fear. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. So on that day, Moses swore to me, 'The land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance and that of your children forever, because you have followed the Lord, my God, wholeheartedly.'" It's so important that no matter what we see when we go out exploring, that we return with our conviction. What did the Lord show us? What's the Lord presenting to us? We don't come back with fear, and we come back with the trust of the Lord. We need to trust him as we explore what he has for us in 2025. So that's the story. We know it quite well. But let's get the principle out of that. Exploration is of God, and God wants us to see what he is providing and trust him. The psalmist can always rely on the psalmist to help us through some of these times. And David had to say in Psalm 27, verses 7 to 8, "Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek." I think that's a prayer that we really need to take with us, especially as we enter a new year. You know, it's just another date on a calendar, but we make these milestones in the year, and We like to think a new year starting, I got new opportunity, I've got new hope, I got a new way of doing things. So let's take this culture of a new year and think, Lord, in this new year, I'm going to explore. I'm going to seek your face. NLT puts it, hear me as I pray, O Lord. Be merciful and answer me. My heart has heard you say, come and talk with me. And my heart responds, Lord, I am coming. Notice in there, the emphasis is on the Lord's initiative first. The Lord wants us to come and seek his face. The Lord wants us to come and talk with him. And we respond to that. And we say, Lord, I am coming. I want to explore this opportunity of seeking his face. I want to explore the opportunity of being in his presence. We can also see how exploring scripture is important. We love to talk about the Bereans because sometimes I reckon we think we are the Bereans because we always study the word, we check it out, we're good. But it's important that we do hold on to scripture. And we see in Acts 17, verse 11, they found that the Jews of Berea were of more noble character and much more open-minded than those of Thessalonica. Ooh, wouldn't like that in the Bible for the rest of life. Especially if you're in Thessalonica church. They were hungry, these Bereans, to learn and eagerly receive the word. Every day they opened the scrolls of scripture to search and examine them, to verify that what Paul taught them was true. They checked it out. They got into the scriptures. They explored the word of God. We need to be there. We need to be exploring the word of God. Search his presence. Psalm 105. Hallelujah. This is in the message, so it's a little bit more. Whew. Hallelujah. Thank God. Pray to him by name. Tell everyone you meet with what he has done. Sing him songs. Belt out hymns. Translate his wonders into music. Honor his holy name with hallelujahs. You who seek God. Live a happy life. Keep your eyes open for God. Watch for his works. Be alert for signs of his presence. It's that last bit that really stands out for me, and I apologize for going too far down the line. Didn't do that on my laptop. It's highlighted green. Be alert for signs of his presence. You know, in the last year or two, in announcements, in prayer times, in coming together, we've been very purposeful. Chuck always puts on the emails that come out, presence-driven prayer. We had presence-driven prayer this morning, 9:30 in the classroom. Presence-driven worship. We worship, we sing, we declare the word of God because of his presence. The psalmist knew this secret. He was a man after God's own heart. And he wrote, watch for his works, be alert for signs of his presence. That tells me that there are signs of his presence. It's not something we just, I hope he's there. I went to church and, he was there. He's always there. No, look for signs of his presence. He wants to show you he's there, not just have you trust that he's there. It must be there. It says so in the Bible. Look for signs of his presence. So, just to wrap up a little bit. Second half is the conclusion. Didn't start with the conclusion. And it's not a New Year's resolution that I'm going to be shorter. Just we had games today. So, what to explore in 2025? As a congregation, as individuals, we'll all have our own things, and it's important, but as a community also. I think first, I wanted to say, explore his face. So we're called to explore, to find the presence of God in all things in 2025. This to explore some of these things. Let's just touch on each one. Seeking his face. If you've never done that before, or if you think you did and it's just a theoretical exercise or something you read in a good book, then explore the idea more. Explore seeing his presence. Explore what we saw in the psalm there. He wants to show you his presence. Seek it. Explore it. I think that is perhaps the most important. If we all did that, then his presence would change our lives, change our community, change our town, change his kingdom that is to come. Let's also explore spiritual practices. These are good. No military can work without training. They only succeed because they've practiced. They've done it. They've been there. They've got the tactics worked out. They've studied the rules. They've worked out how to do things. They work together as a team, and they're victorious in the battle. We need to explore spiritual practices. I'm not saying you're not doing it. I'm not saying I'm not doing it. I'm saying I can do it more. Let's not get lazy. Let's push in. Let's explore spiritual practices. What do I mean? Daily Bible reading. Okay, maybe you do that. That's good. I think most of you do. Well, let's really press into it and say, Lord, show me your presence as I read daily. What can I read daily? Can I read twice daily? Once in the morning, once in the afternoon, evening. Prayer. Let's explore prayer. Prayer is an amazing tool. It's a practice that God has given the church, not so we can just read some off on a Sunday morning, say amen and go home. It's so we can talk with him. It's so that we can have a conversation with the Father, who is saying, this is what I want you to do. You're my beloved son. I'm pleased with you. Let's explore prayer. And we could do that individually at home. You know? Double your prayer time. Go from 1 minute to 2 minutes. Go from an hour to 2 hours. Spend the day in prayer. You know, it's not always practical, depending, you know, where you're at and who you are. But let's explore prayer. Get involved with the prayer times throughout this coming year. Come on Monday nights. Come at 9:30 Sunday mornings. Come other times when prayer is advertised. We are praying. Let's come together. Let's explore prayer. Fasting. Let's explore fasting. None of us really like that one. But the Lord has called us to pray and fast, and different ones have asked us to pray and fast throughout the coming year. And let's explore the idea of fasting. Regular meeting together. Hebrews 10:25 tells us, don't give up meeting together. Even the more as you see the day coming. You know, we need that encouragement. We need to be here Sunday mornings. We need to be together Monday praying. We need to be in home groups. We need to be having dinners together. We need to be going out shopping together. We need to be working together, whatever. Let's not give up regularly being together. Let's explore what that looks like. Giving. Let's give. Let's explore giving. Giving comes in many ways. Many of you, yeah, all of you give generously. We know that. But let's explore giving. Maybe it's giving time to a neighbor who's in need. Maybe it's giving some practical help. Maybe it's giving some baking or some tools or some ride to a place, to the doctors, or whatever. Let's explore. Let's explore giving to the church. You know, we generously give here because the Lord was building the house. We are the house of God. He wants to build us. He wants to increase us this year. He can only do that as he touches our hearts so that we give generously into what he's doing. Test the Lord and see. He says, will I not open the windows of heaven and pour out blessing? Let's give generously so that the congregation here can do more. We can explore things that are just wishes at the moment, hopes and desires. We can explore how do we really do it now we've got the resources. I love reading through the Old Testament when they look at the temple and they say, oh, look, it's such a state. It needs painting again. But my house is so nice, so I've been looking after my house. And the scripture says, my house is important too. Now, the warehouse is not the house of God. It's not the temple. It's not a cathedral. But it is a place where God meets with his people. And that's really important. It's a place where we've done some really exciting things. And we want to do more exciting things in this coming year. Many of you probably don't even know that a church met here on Christmas Day. The South East Asian Christian Fellowship, you might have met Abraham, Brother Abraham. He was here a couple of Sundays before. Chuck made him stand up and introduced him. Their church wanted somewhere to be Christmas Day. They came here. And we were able to open our doors because of the generosity of this congregation. We love serving. We love helping people. There's another, the same group are coming again on New Year's Eve. They want to use it again. In January, we're opening the doors for the Pastor's Unity Dinner to come here. Saturdays, you'll see the announcements. We're opening the doors for the Kingdom Shift evening prayer and worship times to come here. This is a place for the meeting of God's people, but it needs resources. So, you know, as the home team, let's explore how we can make it better for others to be blessed. Okay, what about ministry? Let's explore ministry. God has given you gifts. Explore them. Step out. Maybe you've not been really comfortable in using the gifts you got. The gifts can seem more natural or more spiritual. I don't think there's really a difference. I think God works through all of them. Whether you're prophesying or putting a bandage on a knee, it's a gift. Let's explore how we can use what God has given us to bring the gospel to the unsaved and to bring the kingdom to the world. If you've never prayed in tongues, explore doing that. If you've never prophesied, explore prophesying. Be aware of the scripture, learn how to do it, learn the consequences and understand it. Talk to someone who can equip you. But explore it. If you've never prayed for sick people, explore it. And then the fourth one there, it's explore engaging with the community. That's us, that's the church and the others. Over the last year or two, we've been so blessed with new people coming in. We've grown as a congregation, and it's so exciting to see what God is doing. People have come here and said, the Lord is doing something special. And as leadership, we don't want to get in the way of that. We'll let the Lord do it. We'll explore what he's doing and support him. We'll see his presence and do it. But there's practical things as a community we need to do. Family needs to do things. Someone's got to put the garbage out. Thankfully, someone does do that. And dear brother Nathaniel, he's not here today. They were here at Christmas. Every Monday, he comes in, takes the garbage out so it can be picked up Tuesday morning. You know, dear Lyle, having a week off today, but makes a coffee, comes in early, makes coffee. So if you come in any week and there's no coffee, think, how can I help? Let's explore my coffee making experience. There's things that can be done as a community. You know, it gets a little limited in the resources sometimes. If you want to help out, step up, explore. Can you do sound? Can you do words? Explore some ideas this year. Can you make coffee? Can you do setup? When we have to move chairs, many people do, but sometimes we have special days where we have to do setup for events. If you can help. If you can repair things, change light bulbs, Bob's loving, he's looking forward to someone coming and helping out. There, and I know some of you have stepped up, and that's fantastic. Thank you. Thank you so much. You'll see little jobs getting done. Ladies' bathroom. Guys, you probably haven't seen it yet, but in the ladies' bathroom, it got painted. And, well, the leak has now been patched, and that needs to be painted. We've been in this building 25 years-ish now, and it's starting to wear out some things. So if you step up, if you can help, if you can help. Hospitality. We love being hospitable. So there's lots of things you can explore. And that's where we're coming. There'll be more things in 2025 as leadership. We've no idea what's going to happen on the 1st of January, let alone July or December. We plan to not plan. And the Lord has a plan. I can confirm that. I can assure you of that. It's our job to explore, to seek the Lord, to seek his presence, to work in his presence. Jesus said it. If Jesus had to do it, I'm sure I do. He said, I only do what I hear my Father saying. So you might have the best agenda, but if it isn't the Lord saying, Moses, go and explore the land. If God hadn't said that to Moses and they went anyway, then they probably wouldn't have come back with grapes and milk and honey. They would have just come back with the fear. We need to be exploring where God has set us to explore. But I want to encourage you right now, as we go into January and as we move ahead, ask the Lord, what are you saying to me specifically? Is there a word that I need to be focusing on, listening to, expecting from you? Lord, where can I explore you? Where should I seek your face? Help me to seek your face. He has said, I want you to come and talk to me. He has said, come and seek me. And he promises, if you seek, you will find. So, Father, we thank you for what you're saying to us. We thank you, Lord, for this congregation. Thank you for this church community that you've created and put together. Lord, it's a wonderful, beautiful body knit together by your presence. And, Lord, this coming year and this season ahead, we want to explore you. We want to explore the land. We want to explore the ministry that you've called us to. We want to explore the gifts that you've given us. We want to explore your kingdom. And Lord, it's not too bold of us to expect great things. We expect that you will bless us. And Lord, I pray for each one of us that we will not be seeing the fearful things as we explore. We will see the fruitful and favorable things. We'll see what you're doing. Lord, we know there will be challenges. We know there's giants in the land. We know we look like grasshoppers sometimes. But Lord, we cast them out in the name of Jesus. We pray that we'd only walk in your favor and your blessing. Hallelujah. Bless everyone here, Lord, that know you in a new and special way in these coming days. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Savior of the world. Amen. Amen.